May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah, you are tuned in to Action Radio. Oh yeah, we are live. Hey, you have just turned on the best hour of your day. CosmicBroadcasting.com. Let's go.
I'm going live. Forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever and ever.
Welcome, 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 welcome everybody to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. I'm so glad that you have tuned in with me. I'm very, very excited. You know how I get when I get people in the studio. I got a friend. That's right. I've got Red Rooster in the building where she's going to give us a little laughter and we're going to talk and get to know her. She's a comedian here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So always salute and big up to those. So say hi, lady.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, now.
Thank you for having me tonight, Ms. Jazz.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. We're going to go ahead. We'll do a little talk, a little music, a little conversation, and we're going to get to know and learn a little bit about you and your comedic stylings. I can't wait.
All right.
We're going to get into somebody, hopefully, that will be coming to the Colorado Springs area very, very, very soon. Dre of Code 3 and Kiss.
Beating fast, so is mine. Time. I hate that it's ending, but you know what's on my mind. I said, let me pull you just a little bit closer. I don't want to pressure you, but before it's over, can I have a kiss? A kiss? I've waited for a moment like this just to see your lips, your lips.
for quite some time. Lots of private parties where we're winding down. Tonight I'm in a different mood. Just wanna get close to you.
No, no worries, be necessary.
Tonight it's me and you.
You're in my diamonds. Oh, you don't have to put a dress on.
Oh, you know.
I just came here to chill. There'll be no other VIP.
No other
VIP. But it's only you and me.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I just came here to chill.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you're a special lady. Nobody makes the room shine like you and
nobody,
me.
Nobody.
You always know just what to wear. Nails just right, lovely hair. No need to put your makeup on. I'm not Mr. Biggs tonight. I'm just wearing
my diamonds. You don't have to put a dress on.
You don't. You don't.
I just came here to chill.
Trends of Africa, specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa, www.trendsofafrica.com, or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa, 719-591-0810.
Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Plies, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's Area, A-R-E-A, 57 Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, at gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
The
This is Shoshana French. Please tune in to my radio show, Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each week, I will feature a new expert who will be teaching us how to nurture our mind, body, and spirit so that we can live a life that we love. Only here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Again, that's Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Only here on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcasts 1.
And welcome back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. I'm here in the studio with the lovely Red Rooster. How are you, darling?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. Thanks for joining me. You know, the weather outside is definitely frightful. My God. You know, no, seriously, fix it, Jesus, because the streets are still, they're icy. Please. That's snow and ice. Keep it real. It's too much. It is. I mean, it's just out of nowhere. You know, we were enjoying 70-degree weather. We were like, oh, okay, well, it's the usual. When is winter going to start? When is winter going to start? And then it snowed. Like, oh, Jesus, fix it.
Yeah, he fixed it in the opposite direction.
Right. So, but even still, we thank him even for the snow. So that gives us some days off, some of us that needed it. So we appreciate that. So, yeah, if you are out there and you're traveling, please be safe, be careful, be cautious of what you are doing. The ice patches, the black ice, invisible ice, it is real. So be very, 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 very careful while traveling the streets out there. But we're going to talk to Miss Red, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, so tell me, how long have you been doing comedy?
Since March of this year.
Really?
That's
so
it.
You just, that's it?
That's it. That's all.
Did anybody ever tell you that you had a funny bone or a funny streak?
They have been since I was a child, and then I've been working at Progressive Auto Insurance for about 10 years.
Okay.
And since I started there, he was like, oh, girl, you're so funny. And I'm like, what's funny? This is life.
Okay, but that's call center. If you notice, most people that work in a call center are hilarious.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you talk to them, you know, them people. Let's just get call center real. Can we do that?
Let's do this.
Can we do this?
Let's do it.
Let's vent a little bit.
Let's vent.
You know, mandatory 10s on the phone with people. With people. Oh, Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
You know, the struggle is real because if people actually, you know, reality TV in the call center, oh, no, that show would shut it down. Like,
yes, ma'am.
Here's the customer. I need this order. I need this fixed. I need this. And then you're on the other end. Yes, ma'am, but I do apologize. How can we help you?
Yes. How about, why is my bill so high? Because you didn't pay it.
You know you didn't pay it, and
yes.
You know you didn't. You're trying to get the extra. Well, you know y'all double charged,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
We be trying. We do the most. We do. Customers. We try. But as I say to everybody, if you want good customer service, please be a good customer.
Exactly what you said in that order.
Yes. So where are you performing next here in the Springs?
I'm supposed to be performing at the Zodiac Downtown, which is the old Cloud Nine.
Okay.
And that show, I haven't got a firm date on it yet, but I think it's around December the 15th.
Okay.
Around there. And then just last night, I had Grip a Lot Records.
Okay.
Tag me and say they would want me to be the first comic on their
their
label.
Rip.
And I was like, okay, so they're going to have me open up for music gigs.
That's cool.
Yes, it was.
Finally, someone gets it. Hey, shout out to them. And that's why they Grip a Lot.
Right.
Hustle hard.
Right.
Very good.
They are great people.
Good.
They are.
Good. So that's exciting. So hopefully you'll get your own, maybe even a little, I'm going to just throw it out there, maybe a little comedy album.
Yes, I would like to do that. I'm looking at a lot of things, have my hands in a lot of things. You know, you always get that, oh, I can promote you. You know, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to promote you. Let me promote you. But they can't even promote government cheese, something free. How are they going to promote a human being? Can I get some Holy Ghost holla up in here?
Fix it, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Okay, not poking fun at that, but hey, sometimes you just need to take a praise break.
Hey, you know what? The Father has a sense of humor also.
You know, that's where it comes from. Listen, it's all about creativity. They say laughter is what? The best medicine, so that has to be divine.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. So, I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with getting your laugh on. I mean, who doesn't laugh at Kirk Franklin?
Who doesn't sometimes?
I'm just saying, though.
Yes.
That little man be getting it. No, he do. He be getting it. He be... You know, like, have you seen the one with I'm Looking for You, I think?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay, it was like a retake on Coming to America, the talent show scene.
Oh, okay.
He came out there with the Jerry Curl, you know, stomping, talking about sexual chocolate.
Did he drop the mic, Jazz?
I think he did. Yo, check that out on YouTube. I'm serious. It's Kirk Franklin, and I believe it's called Lost Days, or just Google, or I'm sorry, YouTube, his channel, just Kirk Franklin, and then you'll see it out there. Tell us where we can find you on social media so that way we can follow you. And
Right now I'm on Facebook. Okay. I just got my Twitter up. I'm technology challenged, so, you know, you guys got to bear with me.
And you know what? You were telling me earlier, like, you know, when we were at break, you know, how much I look like my sister.
Yes.
And when I look at you, I'm like, okay, I think of my sister, but I'm, oh no, this is going to come out real bad. I better not do it. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I'm just saying you don't look like my sister's age.
Oh,
you really,
okay.
Really don't.
Oh,
you don't.
Thank you so much.
You look lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So, and I know she's going to call me up and be like, oh, Jesus.
Well, you know what the saying is, black don't crack.
Well,
but I'm going to take it a step further. Brown don't sag down. And
that.
If you blessed, your white might stay tight.
It went a different way at the end there. But I feel a certain kind of way.
Don't feel a certain kind of way.
It went a certain kind of way. I don't know how I'm feeling about that. But I like it, though. I still like it. Tell me about some of the places that you have performed at, other than the Zodiac.
I haven't performed at the Zodiac.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet. That's coming up.
Okay.
And she inboxed me, as a matter of fact. What ended up happening is, like I said, people at work were like, oh, girl, you funny, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But my mom... she was like, what, you're letting all this talent go to waste? And I'm like, what talent? You know, I didn't think I was funny because these are my life experiences, you know, and I'm telling you something in a serious manner, and you chuckling up to high heaven, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? Because it's not that funny.
Right.
You know, so I thought people were actually laughing at me instead of with me.
Yeah.
So, at work, my friend River, he pushed me, and he was like, you got to do open mic, you got to do open mic. So, I did open mic at Looney's. Terrible experience the first time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they weren't too enthused with me, the management, but the crowd, they loved me. So, I was like, okay, I'm cool with this.
Wait, before you go any further, why do you think the management was upset with you?
Well, the thing about it is, it's like I called and trying to find out more details about open mic.
Sure.
So when I called, I was like, what do we need to do? What time do we have to be there? You know, they told you what time check-in is, and they tell you, hey, you get 7 to 12 minutes. I'm like, okay, this is what they say over the phone. I get to the spot, and they tell me, yeah, you got 10 minutes. So I'm like, okay. So then we go out. They call all the comics back. You know, and I realize we got a limited time because it's open mic.
Yeah.
They tell us we only have 6 minutes. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay with that. And then we dwindled down to 4, I believe it was. I'm like, oh, this is getting shorter and shorter. So the longer the list is of comics, the less time you get. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm sitting here in the dark, can't see, have no glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not a skinny mini from JCPenney. So it's like people are in chairs, they're crowded, you know, and I'm like, how am I going to get on the stage, okay?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of wagon that I'm dragging, so I'm like, I don't want to bump into nobody, I don't want to hit nobody, knock nobody's drink over, so I'm trying to contemplate how am I going to get up to this stage, and you
the
know,
struggle.
It's going to, the struggle is real. Huh? It's going to take me 6 minutes to get to the stage. By the time I ease out the hallway, go around, you know, creep through the parking lot, get up on the stage, my time is up. So I'm making my way to the stage, you know, and it's dark. I can't see.
Oh, Jesus.
I get there, and the host tells me, he says, yeah, I've been letting everybody go over their time, so guess what? 6 minutes, and he's tapping his wrist, 6 minutes. And then he tells me, you're probably not that funny anyway.
Oh, but he just didn't know, did he?
I didn't know. I was like, ouch. So that made me even more nervous.
Oh, wow.
So when I got on stage, there was a young lady there. Me and her aren't friends. We're cordial because I used to work at Old School.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there. She happened to be there. And when they called my name, she said, that's my girl. That's my girl. I'm like, what the...
What is going on?
What did you just say? But that gave me some encouragement. So God will put people in the right place at the right time.
Right.
And that's what happened. When she said that, it was like the floodgates went open.
Yeah.
I talked about the whole experience of trying to get to the stage like I just did with you.
Yeah.
And I got a standing ovation. So I was like, okay. So I started doing it over and over. And once I realized I could do it, everybody's like, I didn't know you did stand up. And I was like, I didn't either until I stood up. So, you know, so it started there. Pueblo, the Grove, and the Pixie did some cancer benefits. The Hispanic community... they seemed to really enjoy me down in Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the cancer benefits. And that was kind of scary because when you get into a different audience, you're not too sure. And like I said, I'm just starting out. I'm just a baby in this.
So do you think that your comedy and your comedic styling and craft is not being respected by, say, the white or the African American or black community?
I'll say that the black community. You know, when they see me perform, I'm funny, but they're not as supportive as the white community and the Hispanic community.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. No idea.
Like, do you think it's jealousy or hate or...
It could be. I'm not liked by a lot of people because for the most part, it's just from coming from a household the way I did and being the oldest child and parents not having to work, not really there for me. It's like I say what's on my mind. I'm right to the point. I'm direct. I don't sugarcoat because there's not no need to. If you get to know me. And that's one of the reasons why I think me and your sister got along so well in high school is because I'm the type of person that people say, well, you know, Red said this or she said that, but they're going to say no. I know her. I know what she'll say and what she won't say.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of, it feels like crabs in a bucket here in Colorado Springs. It really does. I try to be as supportive as I can for the black community because, you know, it's not that we all want to be extra rich or be in the public view, but you want people to be successful.
Sure.
Whatever they do, whatever their craft is. And so I don't get a lot of support, so I almost got discouraged, and River was like, no, don't give up. But he said, you know, you're still... So when I went down to Pueblo, it was late at night. All of a sudden, somebody... hit me up on the book, and I really wasn't a Facebook person before.
Oh yeah.
But when it comes to networking and getting your face out there and getting your stuff out there, news travels.
Oh yeah, quickly.
So when I went down there to perform, it was like, okay, I walk in a room, outside they had like a barbecue. And it was full of Mexicans. And my girlfriend said, are we the only blacks here? And I'm like, yeah. But my mom is Hispanic. So I was able to melt in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just right away jumped off with something that, you know, and they just kept asking me back. So I performed in Pueblo, and then a lot of the comics here started inboxing me. Mm-hmm. But it's been a lot of, again, the Hispanics and the Caucasians that have done it. I don't know of too many black comedians here in Colorado Springs, but...
So do you think that not having a diverse, like, are your audiences diverse?
Yes.
Okay.
They are.
So I guess how does that make you feel? You know, like, does it hurt your feelings? Does it's like, you know, hey, I'm going to be me and be me anyway? Or does it really have any kind of deep seed in you?
At first, it bothered me because coming up as a biracial child, there was things that my mom said to me that was, it was strictly out of ignorance. I knew she didn't mean it to hurt my feelings, but it did. So when it starts back that far, and then, you know, as a teenager in high school, when I was attending with your sister, we had a race riot between the Hispanics and the blacks. I ended up getting sent home because they thought I was going to be hurt because I wouldn't choose a side. Mm. So, wow. You know, now it's like, if you're trying to do anything productive to try to come up and come out, or to do anything, even on a professional level, it doesn't have to be in the public eye. Mm. It's just you're not getting support from the black community. You're not. I'm not anyway. So at first it did hurt, but now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this with or without
the support.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I know how that feels. It's kind of like reverse racism. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you don't expect from, you know, from a group of people that you say you're supposed to belong to. Mm-hmm. It's very disheartening and hurtful, especially if you grew up in a background where you were very active in a lot of the civil rights activities, like, you know, the NAACP and even the Urban League. Those things, when you see them break down over the years, and you go, you see how much effort you put in when you were young, and then when you get older, you know, try to reap some of the fruit of all the work you did when you were a kid, to go back and have them kind of snub their nose is like, ooh,
right.
It hurts, because it's like, wait a minute, I labored for an inheritance, and then I'm supposed to be collecting these things, and then now you can't. Because it's like, yeah, well, you know, we don't accept it because of this. And it's like, but I just thought I would get the support because y'all are my people.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And it's one of those where it's like, hey, you know, you just have to go on anyway. You know, and that struggle is real for everybody. I think everybody in every race class has had that happen to them, whether they want to admit it or not. So that's not to point a finger at any one race or another.
Right, exactly.
It happens to everybody. So let's pause it and kind of marinate on that thought right there. We're going to go to a quick commercial. You are tuned in to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz, on CosmicBroadcasting.com.
Trends of Africa, specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa, www.trendsofafrica.com, or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa, 719-591-0810.
Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Lives, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's Area, A-R-E-A, 357 Studios, STUDIOS, at gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
Hi, this is Tony Caputo from KnowI'mWatchingFootball.com, here to tell you about a fantastic holiday gift idea for the football fan and the food lover in your life. It's the Gridiron Grub Cookbook. At least one delicious recipe from a fan of every team in professional football, from all over the country. Appetizers in Atlanta to salmon in Seattle, jambalaya, wings, burgers, chili, you name it. The Gridiron Grub Cookbook has it. It's available at KnowI'mWatchingFootball.com.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Welcome back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. We are live in the studio with the comedian, Red Rooster. Red, I'm so glad that you joined me this evening.
I'm so glad that you have me.
Yes, like I've discovered a new person all over, like someone I didn't know, but I know. You know,
you get those.
Yeah, you do, and those are cool. Those are cool when you run across those folks that knew someone that you grew up with, and then now all of a sudden you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm just all connected all in all over
right.
again. So that's a great and wonderful feeling. What was I going to say? Your nephew? I think that's who we're listening to.
Yes, my ex-nephew-in-law, Tony Exum.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. Good music stylings. As a matter of fact, he will be performing on the 14th of November, which is tomorrow at Stargazers. Go and get your tickets. $15, that's not a whole lot to go hear some good jazz music. I think the streets, hopefully, some of that ice will melt a little bit more. Tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit warmer, so hopefully you can get out to Stargazers, have a nice Friday date night, listen to some jazz music. There's nothing like it in the world. Hey, hearing live instruments, that's the best.
It's a lost art form.
It really is.
Like a mid-range jump shot. Nobody does it anymore.
It's like dating.
Continue.
Moving on.
see, there's always, within Action Radio, there's always that line that we kind of get close and you just put a Nike on top of the line. You just put it's like, no, forget it, I'm done.
I tried. I'm just saying, lost art forms are, you know.
But you know, to tell the truth,
yeah.
I have never, ever liked jazz. Ever. Ever. I didn't. But until he gave me his CD, The One, and I listened to it over and over, and I'm like, girl, what have you been missing?
Jazz will change your life.
Okay.
I couldn't help it. It will. It really will, because it changes the way, it can change a mood in a room.
Mm-hmm.
It can change a situation, an argument, a conversation. It's really kind of the foundation for a lot of the music that's going on. I was seeing on Facebook today, I believe that was from V103 out in Chicago, that on the billboards in the top 10, there were no hip-hop artists. Not one. Not one. So maybe Nas was right. I don't know. Maybe hip-hop died. That was it. The fad's over with.
Kind of like the new club in town. Everybody likes that new car smell until about 18 months when you start seeing the regular people going. It's like, all right, it's no longer new.
Right.
Want to go somewhere else.
Well, classic hip-hop never went anywhere.
Of course not.
It's this, I don't even know what to call it. It's lumped in there, but it's not really hip-hop.
Well, some of the boys from On the Spot whom you were just in the room with, they could tell you about that. I don't know if it's going to be much of a
debate.
Much of a debate, much less an explanation. But
what is trap music? And the silence continues. Moving forward,
I was going to say, I wish I had a cricket thing.
I was just getting racist. crickets.
And we're done.
After 3 seconds, you get somebody just says, ooey.
Man, look, good music will never, ever go away.
Nope.
And as a matter of fact, I think you might even be reading my mind. This gentleman was at the Stargazers last Thursday. Anthony David, great performer, came all the way from the UK to perform with us. And it was a great, great, great time. So if you've never heard him, listen to him now. Anthony David, Forevermore. By Anthony David, who was in concert here in Colorado Springs at Stargazers last week. So, yes, very, 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 very good music. We are back with Red Rooster here in the studio with us. We were talking a little bit before we kind of went to break and had a musical break about the lack of support here in Colorado Springs and how culturally and racially it can sting you when you don't have the support of your own, and I'll just leave it. I'll leave it just like that. The acceptance from the other communities. How has it been?
It's been great.
Yeah,
it's been great.
Okay. So, like, are you getting to a point where, or to a place where, It does the color really matter?
I'm getting to that point. I've done some shows in Monument, and everybody's like, "Oh, what's in Monument?" You know, and I'm like, I thought that same thing too. I felt really nervous, and I told my friend River, I'm like, you know what? I said, they're not ready, yeah. You know, because I can be a little out there with it, but
you're being yourself,
right? And when I got up there, yeah. It was like, we want you back. I'm like, okay, cool, I can do this. You know, and they were an older crowd, you know, 60s, 70s, and things like that. So yeah. it was pretty nice. People say, you know, do you write notes? I've tried to write notes because that's what Christopher Reed from Kid and Play, he gave me that advice.
Okay.
You know, to take notes, the pen and pad is good. He said, but most of all, I'm going to tell you, in order to be successful in this business, you have to be yourself.
You really do.
And that's what I've learned. So I don't take notes. I don't have a pen and pad. I don't look at notes on my phone. Yeah. They say, what are you going to talk about? I said, I have no idea until I get up there. And then I just shoot from the hip and just...
But, I mean, even still, there are probably moments where you have, like, rehearsal moments.
You know, there was when I did a contest at Looney's.
Mm-hmm.
And... I went up against people who had been doing this for like 20 years, mm-hmm. 15 years. Yeah. And for me to be considered for third, you know, out of my group.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm just a baby. I've only been doing this for a few months. I'm like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I said, so the train is going to keep moving.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm going to practice for this. I'm going to practice. And I practiced that night, but... It didn't work for me, Jazz.
Okay.
It didn't. I've tried the practicing and the whole, and I could be driving down the road to the gig or up the road to a gig and on the highway, and something will happen on the highway will just have me stumped. You know, like big women in Fiats. I'm like, what in the world? Okay.
I
did a skit on that. I'm like, those are the cutest little sportiest cars, but you got to be cute, little, and sporty. Okay? Instead of you taking a can of Pepsi, we need some WD-40 because we're going to have to lubricate your behind up out of there.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, fix it. If you want to be a large margin in charge and be smart, don't get in a smart car or Fiat. I'm just saying,
though, like, you know, the electric cars, they bother me. Something about plugging it in, it just something's not right.
Right.
Well, that's like the vape pens. That's something, like, is you plug that in your computer and you ain't going to do what?
Yes, yes.
What? I'm not ready for that. No, I...
So
you're definitely hilarious. I'm laughing over here.
Usually when I get on stage, it's something I seen. Me and River were on our way to Pueblo one night, and all of a sudden I'm swerving all over the road because a gas can done flew off somebody's truck. You gonna kill me with your gas can? So
but you know what, look, that's the struggle on the street, though, like when the city doesn't hire enough people to pick that stuff up for real. And it flies in your windshield, that is a road hazard. But the city's like, well, we're not going to pay for that. No. You need to pay for that.
But no, what made it so bad, Jazz, is it wasn't even laying in the street. It flew off dude's truck into the street. And then when we went to Monument, it was dark. We went down the wrong road. Oh. Oncoming traffic was coming. We thought we were on the highway. River screaming, no, no. I'm like, yes, yes. So, you know, I just keep it 100. He's a little embarrassed, but that's my BFF. He's been supportive since day one.
Yeah, this your day one right here?
That's day one.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's day one.
There's
so when
that
shit comes in,
yeah,
he gonna sail with me.
Go on, River. River, you the man. No, you did that one. You high five, River.
And
River's
was,
cool.
Everybody who was like, girl, you need to do. But when River said it was just like, it just felt like a confirmation.
Yeah.
Because I barely even knew River. So,
how'd you meet him?
I had switched over to a different department at my job. because I wanted to relocate to California. Okay. And River was one of the people, you know, they put you in the little area mm-hmm. before they, and I was like, okay, maybe I should go back to sales, but I wanted to do yeah. customer service because I wanted to relocate.
You're crazy.
Yeah. But I still want to go to California, though. I've been there and I love it. Yeah. That cost of living, though, is, ooh. But he was my floor walker.
Okay.
That when I got stuck on a call,
yeah.
he would help me. And then we ended up being on the same team. And we've just been tight ever since. So
just good friends, huh?
Just good. I told him that he was cute, though. I don't particularly like the Caucasian persuasion, but he kind of reminds me of Adam Levine. His eyes do.
I can see it a little bit.
See?
A little bit.
He thought I was just gassing him, girl.
Gone now. River's cool.
He is. But River's got a girlfriend, so gotta respect the relationship.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to be so good right now. Look, Lynn, you're going to be proud of me on this one. I'm not saying a word.
Yet.
No, nope. I'm not going to say a word.
It's going to drop.
I'm not.
That bomb's going to drop.
Nope. Nope.
Is she going to be in her car halfway home? Boom.
I could. Well, I've thought about it, but no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Hey, we used to keep it respectable on Action Radio. Why not? So, have you ever traveled out of state or out of Colorado with the or do you, would you like to at some point?
I would like to. And then I'm thinking and hoping that's what Grip A Lot is going to do for okay. me, because they do go to California a lot.
Okay. And where can we find you on social media so we can, you know, see some of your comedic acts and follow you as a fan?
Facebook, the videos are there. I'm also on YouTube. The correct spelling for my YouTube videos is REDDROOSTA. So it's not Red Rooster, it's Red Roosta.
See, I was always bad with pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, everybody, you know, shouts out to Houston, Texas, ENT Entertainment. Appreciate y'all. Even street933.com, that's where I got my start. I used to mess the names up of the rappers all the time.
You know what's funny is how I got that name is I believe you met my niece, Trina, who works at Diva Styles.
Mm-hmm.
She's my stylist. And this so happens, a couple of people in the black community, I found out they were making fun of my hair color.
Really?
And they were at the bar calling me Red Rooster. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
Let's make...
Yeah, roll with it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and turn lemons into lemonade.
Well, I mean, while you got my name in your mouth,
yeah.
I mean, you might as well make good use of
and
it.
And let's try Mike's Hard Lemonade while we at it.
Girl, you're speaking my language. But look, I'm not going to say anything. It's none of my business. Look, I'm going to be so good. Lynn's waiting. He's like, I know she's going to say something.
It's due to happen. It happens every show. It's due to happen.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be good. Look, last
week... And I don't even say anything. When it happens, I just look at her like, mm-hmm.
No, serious. I'm going to be good. I promise.
Okay.
You know, shouts out to WPIR, 93.4 out there in Pennsylvania. Appreciate you and your support. Make sure you follow them on Facebook. And make sure you're following me as well and Cosmic Broadcasting. You know, on November the 19th, Cosmic will make an official 2 years doing this, doing the great business of bringing you quality shows, talk radio, and the best in new music. So I'm really, really excited, and happy birthday.
You've been here that long?
Yeah.
Man.
Look, I've only been here for 6 months.
Well, yeah, year and a half, so.
Yeah. You're just going to bump that up a little bit.
I can't say I was here from the beginning, but there were two that we work with that have been here since day one and day three and a half. So if they're still here and they're still
it's like,
you know what? We're going to be all right with this.
Yeah, and, you know, they're making it, and, you know, really we're bringing quality to you. If you haven't heard any of the shows, you are currently tuned in to Action Radio, but please go to CosmicBroadcasting.com, click on the schedule. You never know. You might find another show you like on here. I'm serious. And as technology booms, we continue to boom with it. New things are coming in the coming year, so I'm really kind of excited. Video? We doing a video, I heard?
Soon.
See?
You don't need my ugly mug on video yet.
You're not putting me up there. I'm just saying for them, for the shows and stuff. For
so,
them.
So I guess we better turn off the camera behind you.
I knew there was a camera somewhere because there's too much random stuff that happens in my life for it not to get picked up.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yet.
You would. Yeah, you would.
No,
you
not yet. I'm not that bad of a person. Jeez.
Well, no, but I mean, you would.
You make me out to be like Linda Ripper. What the heck, man?
It's not like that, but, you know, it'd probably, you know, be entertaining.
Oh, it would definitely be entertaining.
See? I'm just saying.
All the knuckleheads that come through this studio, not you. You good people.
But, well, of course she's good people.
You know.
She makes us laugh, and laughter is good. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious.
But I've seen my share of, oh, hell no. No. I'm ready. I'm not. Get out of here. You know what ESL means, right? Mm-hmm. No? Exit stage left. Go that way.
You're killing me.
Get out. Get the hell. I'm telling you. I could write a chapter in my book on cosmic broadcasting. Book coming out after I die, The Lifetimes and Trials of a Nobody. Watch.
So you're
it's
already,
coming.
So you're already going to do a book?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, here we go. Already,
I don't care if it sells 3.5 copies.
No, see, I'm everybody's doing a book. But my thing is that there is this big controversy about this, I guess he's a minister, who was gay.
Yeah.
He's not gay anymore, you know, because he believed, you know, God saved him, you know, to each his own.
Don't make me play that.
But he wrote a book and everybody's mad. I'm like, but isn't that what everybody does?
Because I'm sure going to write me one.
You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody writing a book. I'm not writing a book. I never did like writing like that. Maybe somebody could write it for me.
It's always a case of, this is the only way I can explain it. So you think you had a bad day. Check out this. And do we or do we not look to social media for that?
Well.
Or anywhere else for that? You come home, you didn't had a bad day, and all of a sudden you see somebody walking down the street from work that you may know that fell.
Yeah.
And then instantly there's that picture of the baby laughing at him, and you're like, wow, my day ain't that bad. You know? Automatically.
He didn't miss the poop. Like, he fell in the poop. He had a rough day. Like, oh, and then you got to go to work. It's not the end of the day.
You
like,
know, yeah.
It's the beginning.
You know, when one of your boys who's a gym rat and always, you know, about fitness and whatnot, he's in the boxing ring, he get beat up by an 80-year-old. I mean, that's, hey.
Yeah, that's.
You thought you had a bad day. You know? Watch for the hook. Hashtag too late.
Wow. I thought they would be more like, you know, life isn't always easy, you know. Like the Fiat and the WD-40. Like, she reached down, it's really a pencil. Like, oh, life isn't always easy.
I don't even know what would possess a woman that big. I mean, the stomach was driving the steering wheel. I mean, she didn't even have to use her hands to navigate. I'm like, oh, father.
We need a flat line. Right there. I mean, that's... See, it's at that moment right there, you knew you messed up. Right there. Right there, like, oh, I just messed up. Oh.
You got that real bad thought in your head, and you don't want to say it out loud, but it's going in your head, and as you see him driving down the street, you're going, oh, son.
No, come on, son.
Son.
No. This is a come on, son moment. Like, come on, son. Like, what were you thinking?
Really? Really?
Like, look, really? And look, had a whole sermon. Okay, so what are we talking about? We're going to go all the way back. The gentleman that was apparently gay before, now he's heterosexual again. He saved. He wrote a book. Everybody's like, oh, he just, boo. I'm like, okay, but wait. Everyone writes a book about their experience. So why are we tripping? And then if you are a female, would you want to date someone that you know was...
No.
The struggle. The struggle. The struggle is real.
It ain't even be no struggle. It's just a flat out, no.
She's like, no, thank you.
Nah. Yeah.
No, where's my Roger?
No.
Right there. Right there. As usual, on Action Radio, I get goofy. Why? Because I have guests in the studio. I don't get them that often. Usually I'm talking on the phone.
True statement.
And shouts out to all of my guests and those that I've talked to and interviewed before that I have talked to on the phone. Salute and bless you and all your endeavors. You know what? I have new music from Senna.
Do you?
Yes, I do. We will probably debut it next week.
All right.
We'll finally get the message in next week.
Nice.
Yes, Maybach Dreams. So, shouts out to Cleveland Records. Appreciate you. And as always, I love you and adore you. Red Rooster. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
See, I got it right this time.
There you go.
Usually by the end of the show, I do pretty good with
the
name.
Yeah, you do.
By the end, you know, it's not total disrespect. I'm working on it. Y'all bear with me. Thank you so much for coming and being my guest and speaking with me. Much success and growth to you.
Thank you
and your
so
career.
Much.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You. Thank
I
you
hope.
For having me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And anytime, hey, you're here in town, don't be a stranger. Call in anytime. You got the phone numbers right there. You know exactly where I am every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. And hey, much success to you and everything that you do. In the meantime and in between time, Jazzy Jazz is out of time.
Isn't it time?
We're going to have to work on this.
Work on what?
I keep running out of time.
Yeah, you know. That happens.
So, you know, like in the meantime, in between time, and until next time, peace, love, and I love you. And until next time, we are out.
I can't wait to come home.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but... You know why though? Yeah, I ain't even gotta say it no more. I know I'm on my way though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean, all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.
You know the
first thing, smoking, baby, I'm
drinking.
Oh,
yeah.
Out here on the road,
out here on the road.
I'm stacking all this dough.
Gotta keep you satisfied.